John Dumas by Joseph Coleman. John Dumas is not in school. It's autumn, and he and his brothers are out in the woods. They'll tag 6 deer, including one for the cripple who lives upstairs. If you're breathing and a Dumas, you get a tag. Deer hang on their front porch. They appear like magic in the night, tongues stretched out, black slits under their bellies. On Monday, a doe and a young spike horn hung. This morning, a swamp buck swayed as headlights crossed the yard while turning on to Lambert Road. In the yard at St. Mary's, the air is crisp. There's snot around John's nose, and steam rises from his wet blue cords. I shot a doe, he intones, in round sounds. He says doe in round sounds like doe. She was a big doe. I got her in the pines in the snow. She was filled with milk. The meat will be tender, not tough like the swamp buck Dennis brags about over there on the upper playground. My doe's better eating, more tender. She was a big doe. Swamp bucks go in the crock pot with potatoes. Swamp bucks' meat is blue. In spring, the Dumas's plow, then hay. They jerk off in the back orchard. Tie tails of turtles to electric fences. That's what these farm boys do. They don't swing from birches. They shoot squirrels, fool rams into head-butting tin buckets, drape with red tablecloths, ride dirt bikes in sand pits, hit each other with 2x4s, just for fun. Rough stuff. They go to school and church for a bit, eat white powder donuts, Doritos, orange soda. They bring in weird things from ponds in mason jars to school. Bring in a cow's brain, kidney stones, and grouse tail. Fight just to stay warm, to be heard over the dull din in the yard. They do their chores and take the belt with grace. They go to the fair and walk tall, tattooed, rolled up sleeves, bandanas tied to thighs, and slowly, over the years, the nail stepped on, the bone broke, teeth rotted, whiskey, cigarettes, dog bites, coon bites, porcupine quills. Their piss turns sour and liver sputters and they slow. Shiny trucks dent and dull, and across the yard they shuffle with enough worn flesh to lash a fresh crop of boys. To fill the space they're leaving, their initials notched in boards in the empty horse stalls at the fairgrounds, where spruce-pitched hands once held soft, firm rumps in the dry hay. One may slip away to college and spoiled for them all.